after a while of arguing, Adam complains to God that the woman he made for him is malfunctioning, and God tells Lilith she has to listen to her husband or else she's gonna be exiled from Eden, and that would be pretty miserable. But Lilith doesn't care, and in fact, she flies away screeching the unknowable name of God that somehow she knows. And after a while, it's kind of lonely in Eden, and God tries to get Lilith back, saying that, if you don't come back, I'm gonna have to curse you to be a demoness who devours your own children for eternity. But Lilith says,
so be it.
Because to her, that fate is better than one of eternal subordination. Now, to the modern mind, this is pretty freaking feministy. But there's something to keep in mind about this text. This was not at all meant to be a feminist revision of biblical mythology. It was most likely written as satire, possibly even a commentary on the horribleness of women, as if saying,
you thought Eve was bad.
But though most of us have come to know her through this medieval text or this medieval story, Lilith actually has ancient roots born in Babylon and Sumeria. The story of Lilith is first seen 5,000 years ago in the Epic of Gilgamesh, and even hinted at in texts before that. Originally, she was a handmaid of the goddess Inanna, the great sky queen, and Lilith was somebody who appeared extremely sexually independent, extremely grounded in her body and her own autonomous power.